702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
At 8 minutes to 8 o'clock, a very good morning to you, Kabazela. We start with a beggar at the traffic lights fooling motorists.
Good morning there, Africa. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we've seen many videos of these kind of events, or possibly you've seen them happen in front of your very own eyes. And this video, if you haven't seen it, I think it takes place in the Western Cape somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. But this guy is at a traffic light and the cars are all stopped one behind the other, and he then makes his way down the row of cars and he has a crutch in one hand, and then he has the most amazing movement of his legs in terms of the way in which he puts them into, you know, the most awkward looking positions, and then walks down the road. And, you know, if at a glance you'd look at this guy and think, oh geez, you know, this poor dude's having a bit of a torrid time, and you know, maybe we should help him out. And one motorist does help him out and opens the window and hands him some cash, and then the video cuts, and then the person who's filming the video then shows us another shot of the guy walking perfectly fine. It's a miracle, you know. These miracles happen in this modern era. And he walks towards the guy, and then he starts laughing. And he shows him the cash that he's just managed to make. And I think if I pick up what he says, I think he says it's quite easy, you know, easy money. So, I mean, it just makes you think, you know, there's so many con artists out there that are, you know, playing on emotions and, you know, ruining it for people who basically are struggling, who do have disabilities, and who, you know, rely on, you know, standing at a traffic light and earning the odd buck or two. But it, you know, it's not an uncommon thing at the traffic lights. And maybe you have a story this morning that you want to share with us, you know, from the most, you know, eye-opening, bizarre incident that you've seen at traffic lights across 702 land, and perhaps maybe in other areas as well. And yeah, I remember an incident years back. There was a guy that used to be at the traffic lights, and you think he had no legs at all. He would basically sit, you'd think he was sitting on his torso at a traffic light, and he would hobble up and down the rows, right? And then there was a video that uncovered that this guy was a complete scam as well, but he managed to tuck his legs all the way into his chest without people noticing, and pretend that he had no legs at all. So yeah, bizarre stuff, I tell you.
Rather, we should remind listeners, actually, that it is illegal to be begging on the streets, by the way. There are bylaws in all municipalities, including the city of Joburg, that makes it illegal for anyone to be begging on the streets. So,
laws?
Ideally,
laws, really? Laws? Is it illegal?
Ideally, no one should be falling for any scam of this nature, because we should all know that no one is, I think it's only newspaper sellers. And I know that in Cape Town, Big Issue magazine sellers, which are the, which is a magazine for homeless people, that obviously is allowed to be sold. Anything beyond that, no, no begging, no selling of wares. But he is a person, non grata at the moment, given his, woes. But Kevin Spacey did exactly the same thing in, The Usual Suspects. I think the movie is old enough that even if I spoil it for you, really, well, where have you been? But for the entirety of the movie, he walks as if he's a crippled man. And it's only in the last shot of a movie where he, straightens his walk. And, in fact, an interview with the director said they picked him specifically because he wasn't famous at the time. Because if you cast somebody famous, everyone is going to be paying attention to him. And for the duration of the movie, you literally, you just ignore him. And then at the end, you go, oh, my word, it's been you all the time. The Usual Suspects. It really is a good movie. So if you know of any scam artists on our roads in Joburg, please let us know. You can call us on 011-883-0702. It's a dirty job, apparently, but someone has to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you look at jobs that people do and you think, that's a hectic job or a dangerous job or whatever. But people do these jobs, and this video that we're going to talk about now has gone viral. And what it is, it's this guy goes down into manholes, and he preps the lining of the manhole, you know, inside, and he sprays some kind of substance on these manholes. And whilst he's busy doing his job and he's in this manhole, you just see cockroaches, and these cockroaches are climbing all over him, and he on his top of his head, and you'll shake his head, and one of the cockroaches go flying, and it's a dirty job, and he's not wearing any protective gear or anything like that, but he earns $200 an hour doing this specific job. So not nice work, but hey, that's a decent wage, I would say, and it got me thinking about those jobs. What do you think is the most hardest job to do? Some would say in South Africa it would probably be the position of CEO of Eskom, to do that job, no doubt. Is physical labor worse, would you say, than perhaps a job that is mentally straining and, it takes so much out of your mental capacity? There's so many things that are difficult out there to do, but people do them and they do them well.
Let's find out. What do you imagine is the worst job in the world? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. Kabazela, thank you very much. He's back with Bongani Bingwa tomorrow morning.